Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello, everybody. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And welcome to Intimate Moments. Every Fridays from 10 till 12, we are here on Radio Pulpit, channel 885 on your DSTV. Or you can always stream live to www.radiopulpit.co.za. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for opening another opportunity for us to be here once again and say your marriage can work. This is a marriage counseling show where we make sure that you build your marriage, you work on your marriage, you always go to God for your marriage. Thank you so much for joining us. And that was a beautiful song by Avante saying Linani Izulu, welcoming us here on Intimate Moments. Thank you so much for joining us. Please invite your friends, go to those WhatsApp groups and say tune in to Radio Pulpit and listen to Intimate Moments. Call your colleagues, your siblings, your friends and tell them we are here. If you want to get married, this is the show for you. We prepare you, we make sure we equip you with everything that we can. Most of all, we are saying pray for marriage. If you want to see yourself getting married one day, please do pray, and the Lord will direct you. And for those who are already in marriage, please, this show is also for you. We invite everyone. If you love marriage, you want to see yourself getting married one day, if you are married already, you just got married, you've been married for many years, this show is for you. We invite marriage counselors, relationship coaches, pastors, everyone that God has equipped to just impact your marriages, to change lives, to give you that hope that your marriage can work. And we always encourage that. Please attend marriage seminars, go to marriage counselors, don't sit in your corner, because you will think that you're the only one who's facing problems. Go out there and listen to people who have been married for many years. They will tell you that, look, we have been through this and that, so this is the way, this is marriage. Thank you so much for joining us. Let us, we'll go to a song and we'll tell you what we about tonight.
Tune in to God's grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makabuka. Every Fridays from 10 till 12, we are right here. And we are not alone tonight on Intimate Moments. We are with the prophetess Ayanda Mthembu, the woman of God. Woman of God, how are you?
How are you?
I am very blessed. I am blessed.
Thank you so much for having me on the Intimate Moments.
Thank you so much for accepting our invitation for you to be with us tonight on Intimate Moments. Please introduce yourself to our family, our listeners, and tell them who you are.
I'm a child of God. The most important thing is that I'm a child of God. I love the Lord very much. I'm a wife.
Yeah.
I am a mother to three beautiful children. And then I'm a pastor. I do the work of the Lord. And I work. I do business. I'm a rep for the in the mining industry. And also, I am an executive director in a global global forum for women under the leadership of Dr. Pearl Cooper.
Wow, there's a lot. You have a lot of hats. But we're going to talk about that tonight because you are married. You are leading a church with your husband. There's a lot that you have just mentioned. A lot of women of God struggle to balance these things. You'll find that, they are excelling at work, but at home, it's kind of difficult. There's kids, there's a lot, man. How do you do it?
I think the most important thing that people need to know is that you can never find the balance without being intimate with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to be a woman of the presence of God, and then He will just give you the balance.
Mm.
You know, because you have to maintain the balance. At the end of the day, you have to maintain the balance.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
need to know which head to switch on to.
All right. As we did mention that this is a marriage show. We discuss marriage issues. Yes, we just want to encourage other wives out there who find themselves not being able to balance. There's just too much stress. They can't handle it. They find themselves depressed. But first of all, let us hear from the woman of God. Can you please share your journey into marriage and how you met your husband?
Before we get into, because you just mentioned something now and I don't want to forget this point. You said many women are depressed.
Yeah.
I think the truth is no woman is designed to build marriage.
Mm-hmm. Man. Mm-hmm.
No woman can, you know, we need to go back to the scripture because I know a lot of people use the reference of Proverbs 31 that a wise woman built her home, not marriage, her home.
Mm-hmm.
Her home. So those are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage will always flow in the direction of the man, the one who's called to lead.
Yeah, okay.
The one who is the head. So that is why many women are depressed, because they're trying to build their marriage, you know? Because no matter how much you can try to be kind, be giving, be loving, if the man is not in the same page with you, it's just useless.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work. That's the truth. It's just not going to work. No matter how many times you try, no matter how many years you're just hoping that this person is going to... No, it's a man that is given that role to lead, to build a marriage, not the woman.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So me, coming back to me, how I met my husband. It's actually funny. It's actually really, really funny, you know, because I grew up loving the Lord. I grew up we were fellowshipping at Assemblies of God from childhood, you know.
Okay.
So when I grew up, I saw a lot of pain around the pastors, you know.
Okay.
I saw the struggles. So I vowed I would never, ever marry a man called the man of God. I vowed, I'm telling you, I wanted nothing. I saw the pain, I saw the struggles. Like, I was very young when I was exposed to such things, you know. But I wanted nothing to do with the pastors. I remember before my husband, two guys came and proposed, but they were pastors, so I denied the proposal. I said, no way. No way. I remember this other guy was a lecturer. But because he was a pastor, I said, there's absolutely no way I'm going to get myself involved in that.
What made you say yes to your husband?
He was not a pastor when we met.
Okay. Oh, God was very strategic.
He was just a guy, you know. And tell me, I remember the first time when we met, I was in this restaurant and he came to me. And... you know, at the young, very, very young age, I knew the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
So I heard the Lord say, he is the one. I was like, he's the one. He's the one who And then I just, you know, ignored the voice. And then he came to me, he greeted me, and, you know, fast forward. Yeah, we gave me his number. That's how we met. Okay. And after 2 weeks, he said, "You are my wife."
Oh, he knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's so sweet. So what are some of the biggest adjustments you had to make as a pastor's wife? Remember, you got married to him.
He remember, when I married my husband, he was not a pastor,
yes,
right?
Yes,
he was not a pastor. So fast forward, after our firstborn in the marriage, after our firstborn, we were just sitting down and chilling. Out of the blue, from nowhere, the man just says, "I hear you, Lord." You hear the Lord what? You hear the Lord what? You, I'm telling you, I was so angry. I don't want to lie to you. I was angry. I was frustrated. And I wanted to walk out of the marriage because I really didn't want to get myself through that pain I saw, you know, growing up with the pastors. But now the thing is, we already had the firstborn in the marriage. So I was like, yo, it was the hardest decision for me. Do I continue with the marriage or do I come out of the marriage? But thank God I continued.
And now you're here.
Now it's not that bad. It has challenges, but it's not that bad.
So coming to you now, about being passionate about changing lives and everything, I have seen you, and you mentioned something. What is it that you do? An organization for women. What is it exactly?
It's not an organization for women. It's an organization for boys. It's an organization, figure the Eye Under the Temple Foundation.
Okay.
I also, I didn't mention that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No, I only mentioned the organization that I work in, but I also have an organization, my own personal organization, where I build boys.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
The reason why I decided to build boys is that I found there was a huge gap between, especially in the kingdom of God. We focus more on the girl child and women,
yes,
you know? True. And at the end of the day, these are the same men who are going to be leading their households. So there's obviously going to be an imbalance, you know, in those homes. We are building women, we are building girls, but no one is building men.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they are the heads of the family. How are the women educated? I'm not saying that women must not submit to their husbands, but still there's going to be an imbalance, you know? That is why now you find men saying things like, you know, but no, she's educated. She thinks differently, has perspective, you know, she's well trained and well groomed, but no one is. So there was that gap. So I decided to form that organization.
Wow. All right. How do you pursue this while managing your family responsibilities? There's a lot you are doing. How do you balance those?
Yo, I don't want to tell you, it's just the grace of God. And sometimes it's really, really hard. But I think the way I do things, first, for me to be able to strike the balance, I put God first.
Okay.
In everything that I do, I put God first, you know. Even if I had to wake up at 2 a.m., I must wake up at 2 a.m. and spend time with the Lord and ask God for direction and hear the voice of the Lord, you know, and be genuinely intimate with God, not because I want things, you know, but because that's where I find balance, you know, for everything that is happening in my life. And then secondly, I put my marriage.
Yeah.
I put my marriage, I put my kids, you know, the family. So all the decisions that I have to make, whether it's business, whether it's ministry, whatever it is that I have to do, first, they must not come and affect the family, the family structure that we are trying to build, you know. And then, then it's church. I know many pastors find it hard to put their families first before church. it's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for disaster. Never ever put church before your family. When the church is gone, your family is the first one to be there for you.
Wow. And at the end of the day, woman of God, it is God who has given us all of these things. He knows that. Yes. We have it in us to make it work.
Yes. And so, God is a God of families. Huh? He's a God of families.
Yeah.
We will be judged. One day we will be judged and asked about our families. So we have to try by all means to maintain the balance within our families.
So now tell me, what strategies do you use to maintain emotional and spiritual balance, Mom of God?
You know, I think many people... I think, you know what, you need to understand who you are as a human being first. Who you are. You are threefold. Yeah. You are first a spirit. You live in the body. And you possess a soul. These are three dimensions of a human being. And each and every one of these three are very important. So you need to take care of your soul. That's where many people say... find, you know, that healing, that self-care, you know, take care of your soul. Take care of your soul, your mental capacity. Always, you know, I always ask God to, Lord, stretch me and enlarge my capacity. Enlarge my capacity because, you know, sometimes it's not all storms that are created by you. Some storms are created by people around us. And you must have the capacity. You must have the capacity to handle the storms around you, you know? So you ask God, stretch my capacity. Stretch me, Lord, you know? You have those fruits, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You know, I know as pastors, we usually focus more on gifts.
Yeah.
The gifts are not as important as the fruits.
Sure.
Jesus, you will know them by their fruits, not by their gifts. Not by that gift, you know. But what we do, we focus more on the gift, more than the fruit. And the fruit, you want to attend to good in a capacity, kindness.
Amen.
You know?
True.
Yeah. You need the fruit. And you need to know the second aspect of you as a human being. You live in the fruit. Take care of your body. Your body is the only transport that will take you to your destiny, to your purpose.
Amen.
Take care of your body. How can you just wake up in the morning and the first revelation that you have is up and take care of your body.
Amen.
It's your transport. It's the temple of the Lord.
Yeah.
Take care of your body. Don't just eat anything.
Sure.
Take care of it.
Man.
Your spirit man. Now you come to your spirit man. You know, who are you as the spirit man? What gifts are hidden there? What? Because that is why now I always tell Abantu Uguti, please spend time with God. That's where things will be revealed that are hidden in your spirit. The more you spend time with God, the Bible says, in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we find our being. Only in Him you will know who are you as a spirit man. You know, there are so many things hidden in us that we have not even discovered yet. And once you maintain that balance as a human being, now you can, I'm telling you, you can be able to accommodate other people around you.
Yes. Sure.
How do you expect people, if you have not discovered how you want to be loved, how do you expect people to love you if you don't know how you want to be loved? You need to know who you are as a human being. This threefold is very, very important. And once you can govern yourself, the Bible says about the earth, give us today, the Lord's Prayer. It talks about, let your kingdom come on earth. The first earth that you govern is your body. You can't dominate the earth if you can't dominate your own emotions. You don't have the capacity. You can't. There is no dominion for you. Then you are able to accommodate others and find balance, because you as an individual, you are balanced yourself. You are balanced yourself.
Yes. Sure.
It's very, very important. You know, even small things like taking time out for yourself. Go and reconnect with who you are. Who are you? Reconnect. I'm sure we are talking about trying to strike balance here.
Yes.
Who are you? You cannot balance life and people around you if you yourself are not balanced.
Sure.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Go and reconnect. You know, there's something that I usually do once a month.
Okay.
I go out. And my husband knows it. Even my husband now has adopted the same thing. He will go out by himself.
Yeah.
You know?
If
he's going for breakfast or whatever, and ice cream, you know, you don't have to be extravagant about it. It's just that, you know, that self-love, that taking time out for yourself to discover yourself, to reconnect with yourself, to go and speak to the Holy Spirit. Take time out. You know what we do? We are always taking time out for conferences. You're always taking time out for that event, for what's happening there. You are taking time out for your kids. You are taking time out for your husband or your wife. You are taking time out for everything, but who's taking time out for you?
Sure.
No one is going to do it for yourself.
Yeah. It's called self-love, woman of God.
Self-love.
Yeah.
That's how you strike the balance.
Oh, wow. Let us quickly go to a song. We are coming back. A song by Irene Mofokwane saying, Lord, you are great. Prophetess Anda Mthembu is still with us throughout the entire show. So please stay tuned.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your praise, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
You are listening to Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makabuka, and I have Prophetess Anda Mthembu on the line. We're discussing balance, man. I love what you just said. I love what you just said about not being able to have balance with yourself. You are able to balance other things. You take time for other things, your family, your children, the conferences, but you forget about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're not balanced. And
you're not balanced, Amanda. You're not balanced.
Sure.
You are not balanced. Because that's where you draw peace. Within you.
Yeah.
You know? There's no peace.
So if
you can balance yourself first, I'm telling you, everything else will submit to the balance within you.
Amen. Sure. Moving along, woman of God, what are some of the common misunderstandings people have about being married to a pastor?
Yeah, there's too many things happening, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There's too many things happening.
No.
But most of the things that people cry about, I've never experienced them. The only thing that it's not what women think, what women see, that they fall in love with is the gift and the stage, the glitz, the glam. That is not ministry. That is 2% of ministry. Ministry is behind the scenes.
Oh, Jesus.
Ministry is a healthy family. Ministry is prayer. Ministry is birth in fasting and prayers. Ministry is studying the word of God for yourself first, not for the audience, not for the platform. That is what people fall in love with. It's not ministry. And if you want to be married to a pastor, you must make it a point that God has called you and ordained you for that, because there are many challenges. For instance, when we started, my husband started the ministry, I remember there was a lady who wanted to kill me in the church because she says, I'm not the pastor's wife. She even went as far as trying to poison me. Sometimes she will want to physically, you know, hold me in the midst of the congregation, you know. That's how bad it is. So you need to know how to walk, not fight. You need to know, the Bible says he teaches my hands to fight and my fingers to walk. You need to know how to walk and ask God for every strategies for every battle that you face along the way. Because there's definitely going to be battles. There's definitely going to be battles, and you need to know how to fight in the spirit.
So how has your faith helped you to navigate tough times, like things like that, woman of God?
I think tough times are the ones that grow our faith. Because you are able to see God come through for you for every challenge, you know, for every storm. That's for me, that's how my faith grew from strength to strength. Every time there's a battle, I know God is going to come through for me. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he is definitely going to come through for me, because I've seen him do 1, 2, 3 in my life.
So now tell me, how do you deal with public expectations from the church community?
Public expectations.
You know, people have expectations about the pastor's wife, and there's a lot.
It can be draining. It can be very draining. Especially when I was still very young in ministry, it was very draining for me. Not now, but when I was still growing. When my husband started ministry, I didn't even know that I could preach.
Okay.
I didn't know that I could minister. Every time, I remember every time, my second daughter was... I think she was 6 months when we started the ministry. And I would always hide behind my daughter and hold her. You know, be that mother holding the child. Please don't disturb me. I'm busy with my child. I don't want to be busy and doing anything in the church, you know. I used to hide a lot, even behind my husband. I used to hide a lot because, you know, when my husband would say, you're going to be doing 1, 2, 3 at church, I'm telling you, I would literally shake. Like shape, you know, it was bad. It was that bad for me. And then my husband just he baptized me. He laid his hand on me to receive the Holy Spirit, you know. And then the Holy Spirit just took over from there. I grew from strength to strength to strength, you know. I discovered things I didn't even know. And our ministry has been great, I'm telling you. I've discovered myself within the cause.
You did mention that when you guys started church, your daughter was 6 months. Remember, starting church is like having another baby. How was that like? I'm talking from experience now, because I have a little toddler, and we just started church. I just want to hear from you. Encourage me, woman of God. I'm here.
I think the mistake that we pastors make once we have these two babies in the, you know, in the same picture, is that, like I said before, don't put church before your family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. I know there are sacrifices that you're going to have to make.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that you can live without, you know, in ministry.
Yeah.
That must not come back and affect the family,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we have many pastors' kids who are angry and bitter today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tell women and the men of God that people that you are called for will receive you. And people that you are not called for, stop wasting your time on people and things that you're not called for.
Yes, yes, yes.
We must, at the end of the day, also have healthy homes, have healthy kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that there won't be attacks, but we do our best.
Mm.
That's one structure that you don't mess up with.
Yeah.
That is one structure. Don't. Mm. If you want to know the true leadership of a pastor, look at the wife and the kids.
Yeah, amen to that. Sure.
The true leadership. Mm. Don't look at the church. Look at the wife and the kids.
Mm.
They will tell you a story.
And growing up, we've seen a lot, hey?
Yeah.
At least pastors these days, I think they are getting it. But in the olden days, you'll find that, in what you said, that's why there are a lot of pastor kids today who are saying, I don't want anything to do with the church. Because they have seen Ubaba putting the church first before them. Do you get what I'm saying? They have seen Ubaba giving to the church their school fees money.
And their home as well.
Exactly.
And their home.
Their beds.
People who will later on reject you, people who will later on slander you, your name, people taking, I'm not saying people must not, but everything that you do, please do it under the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please, we need discernment. We cannot destroy our homes and our kids. We cannot, because we want to take in who so and so. Their space now, their own personal space is now the church's space.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Sure.
It's wrong. We must be able. We are our kids' first prophet.
Amen.
They must put God through us. We must be able to see who is gifted in what. How are you going to see the gifts even in your kids if you are still accommodating the whole world in the space, in your own private space?
May the Lord help us. May the Lord help pastors out there.
Our homes are also altars, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
They are also altars that must not be contaminated.
Sure. And you will wonder what is happening. Where did you open
an
up?
Atmosphere and add another atmosphere, and you put it in this atmosphere.
Yeah. And I've seen it, woman of God, and people will be like, we've been doing things the right way. We don't understand why some things are going this way. They don't know that. They have opened the door to their private space, their altar.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So now it's a mess. It's very important who you bring in your home.
You know, it's very, very important. Very important. Because even with our own family members, it's not everyone that you put in your home.
Exactly.
It's not everyone. That atmosphere must be protected at all costs, and Unkulunkulu has trusted us with it.
Yeah.
Unkulunkulu, we are parenting purpose here.
Amen.
We are parenting purpose. I know you look at them as kids, but we are parenting purpose. These people are carrying purpose. God has an entrustment. That will carry this purpose through and through.
Sure. Amen to that. And God has given you that responsibility. Your children are your responsibility. In what God has called them for on this earth.
Yeah.
So it's very important what you do in front of them. And what you're saying, the first ministry that God has given you is your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the church. You get what I'm saying? So be excited when you see God using your kids first. When you see your child is praying, like they are fully dependent on God. You must have that in your heart. Thank you, Lord. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of pastors' kids, they're like, I don't want anything to do with God.
Because of what they went through. Because of what they went through in their homes. You know, we're not saying that our kids are not going to have their own personal challenges. But let them be their own personal challenges, not inflicted by us parents.
Amen. Sure. Amen. All right. Let's move on, woman of God, from that. I see that. This topic now wants us to take a direction. But okay, we can keep it for another day. It's a topic on its own. May the Lord help us. And yeah, man. So coming back to you now. How do you cultivate a supportive partnership between you and your husband? Because I see that you guys support each other a lot. In what you were sharing, you did not know how to preach, to minister, a lot of things. It's your husband who was there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
your husband was like a midwife. So how do you cultivate that partnership, woman of God?
Well, I think my husband has more to do with it, you know. He always see greatness in me more than I do. So I remember when I never, you know, even the Bible, I never used to be the reader of the word or anything like that. So my husband, he figured out, okay, my wife likes fashion, you know. I love fashion. I love glamour magazines. I will read all this, you know, this fashion. So my husband, I think it was wisdom, I think, from the Holy Spirit. You know what he will do? He will buy me beautiful shoes or buy me a beautiful dress as a gift. Like almost every week he will do that. And then he will buy a book on top of it. A spiritual book. To get me to love. I think he had just his own way and wisdom, you know, to get me to love these things. And then I will like, okay, I will love the book and I will like read, you know, I'll finish the book maybe in 1 week or 2 weeks. And then when he sees that I'm done, he'll buy me another book and with a gift, you know. I mean, I'm happy with the gift. And he and I, he's instilling wisdom in me. That's how my capacity and life. I left all magazines. I began to read the Bible. I began to read books. Even now, up until today, I'm a reader of books. I read books like it's nobody's business.
Wow.
He supports me all up.
So how do you keep your love and friendship alive after years of marriage?
17 years is a long time.
It's a long time. You look young. Very young.
It's the grace.
Amen.
44 years of grace. I'm turning 44 in September 20.
Wow.
You know, as much as we take time out for ourselves individually, we also take time out for us alone. No kids. No kids. We go out once, me and him, rekindle our love. Out.
Very important.
Even if it's an ice cream or whatever, we are going window shop, whatever we're doing, we must take time out for ourselves. And we nature our relationships, you know. Communication is very important.
Yes.
No marriage strive under the lack of communication. Communication is very important. You just, you know, you love one another daily. You choose each other daily. You know, sometimes we look at each other and we laugh like, hey, baby, I'm bella, seriously. 7 years. And we laugh. Setia Koka. We choose each other daily.
Oh, man.
We choose to look beyond our weaknesses. Where he's weak, I'm strong. Where I'm weak, he is strong.
Yeah.
We correct each other daily. You know, my husband will like tell me, not here, my love. Don't do that. You know, I get invited a lot as a speaker. Mm-hmm. My husband is the one, is the foundation behind everything that I do. Mm. He will come back and he will ask for the report. Well, how did you do? You know, one of the things my husband will tell me, never, ever charge for doing the work of the Lord.
Man, yeah. Mm. Sure.
We support each other.
Mm.
He's a teaching priest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that we have teaching priests.
Yeah.
Hey, now there is no balance. Eh? Yes. Women are the one on the altar praying for their families, and the men
are
sleeping.
There's a lot.
It's an error. It's an error. Men are priests. The God's order, the man must be able to communicate and hear from God, and what he hears from God, he takes it back to the family, you know, not the other way around. To maintain that balance of the head and the wife, you know. It's very difficult for a woman to submit to a man who can't hear God.
Amen.
I'm not saying women must not submit, but it's very, very difficult.
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult. We do a lot of counseling sessions. It's very difficult. I'm telling you, a woman submits to the authority of Christ in a man.
Amen. On that note.
And if the authority of Christ is not found gay, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
She'll
want to take the position.
Problem. Because now what happens is that we do a lot of counseling, especially also with pastors.
Mm-hmm.
The man is on fire, they're on the altar, praying and praying, shatter couple, thunder couple, at home is cold as ice. It's an error.
Sure. Let us go to a break, woman of God, and we will talk more after the song.
Thank you.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.